Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Are you ready to review with us?
Hi everyone, my name is Marie. Saturdays are great, Peter.
Yes, you can sleep in and relax. Maybe stay up late and watch a movie. I know you can play games with your friends too.
Oh yeah, that is true. But this is also a time when we can review together. Now, Alex needs to measure something, and everyone is playing Catch 500 in the office right now.
Oh, I love that game. You can be outside, even explore the city on your bike, and you can spend time with your friends. I am always talking about Catch 500 with my friends.
I know that, Peter. But you don't have to talk about it all the time with me.
Well, okay, you are right. We also learned about winter weather, too.
What do you like to do on a snow day?
Oh, snow days are great. I love going sledding, and then after coming to a warm home and having hot chocolate, or maybe having a snowball fight outside with my friends.
Yeah. Well, today, I always like reviewing our lessons again. So friends, pay attention because afterwards, we are going to ask you some questions. So watch very carefully.
All right, well, let's get started with those lessons. Here we go.
Linda, do you have a ruler?
Yes. Are you measuring something?
Yes, my desk. I need a new computer, but I only have a little space on my desk.
I see.
So, where is your ruler?
Oh, yes, it's in my desk drawer.
Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome, Alex.
Thank you for lending me your ruler, Linda.
You're welcome. Where is my ruler?
It's on my desk. I can get it for you.
Great, thanks. Can you lend me a pencil?
Sure. Here you go. Are you measuring something?
No, but I need my ruler. Then I can underline this sentence.
So, James, where is Oak's computer store? How do I get there?
Go down Linden Road, turn right on Birch Street. Oak's is on the left.
I'll try to remember that. Actually, will you come with me?
Sure. I'll help you choose your new computer.
Thanks for helping me, James.
No problem, Alex.
I have my new computer.
You selected a good one.
Thanks. Are you going back to the studio now?
No, I'm going to the bank. How do I get there from here?
Let's think. Go out of the store and turn right. Walk straight for 2 blocks. Turn left and the bank will be in front of you. Hi, James. Good morning. James.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Alex.
What are you doing?
I'm playing Catch 500 on my phone.
What do you do in the game?
The goal of the game is to catch monsters.
Is it a hard game?
No, it's not hard. Although, it is a lot of work.
Maybe you can teach me to play it.
Sure.
I downloaded the game to my phone.
Great! Now you can play.
How do I play?
First, you need to go to a colorful square.
Okay, that sounds easy.
Look on the map. There are colorful squares everywhere.
How do I find a monster?
Walk to the square.
Okay.
When you see a monster, draw a circle around it.
This is such a fun game.
I know. I play it every day.
I play it every hour.
The game is not only fun, but also great for exercise.
You're right. But you have to be careful.
That's true. Watch where you are going, or you might end up in the hospital.
And your score will be really low if you are in the hospital.
This is a great game for families, too.
What do you mean?
My nephew also likes the game. We compare our squares and scores every night.
That's great. Catch 500 helps you bond with your nephew.
Exactly!
Do you let him win?
No way!
Really? He's your nephew.
We both try our best. Sometimes I win, sometimes he wins.
Hi everyone, this is LTE TV News, and I'm Susie. Imagine getting up and seeing snow everywhere. What would you do first? There are a lot of fun things you can do in the snow. You can build a snowman. Or make a snow angel. You can also throw snowballs, but don't throw too hard. Snowballs can hurt. Other winter activities are fun too. You can go skiing, skating, or ride a sled down a big hill. Snow is beautiful and makes everything look new and bright. But snow isn't always fun. In snowy countries, people usually wake up early to shovel snow. When the snow is wet, it can be very heavy. Shoveling is a lot of work. Traveling in the snow can also be difficult. Snow and ice make roads dangerous. Workers have to put salt on roads. The salt melts the snow, so the roads are safe. Snowstorms can cause problems, too. Storms bring strong winds and cold weather. They can bring lots of snow, too. Sometimes more than a foot of snow. At times, houses don't have water or electricity. During storms, it is too dangerous to go to work or school. Roads, businesses, and schools are closed. Then students can enjoy a snow day. Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for watching. See you next time.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for some questions. You can answer them at home, but Marie will help me answer them here.
That's right. So, what is the first review question today?
So Alex has a ruler. He asks for it from Linda. What is a ruler?
Oh, I know the answer. A ruler helps you measure things. But why does he need a ruler?
Oh, that is a very good question. Oh, are you asking me?
Yes. Why does he need a ruler?
Well, he needs a new computer. But he only has a little space on his desk.
So then later he will get the computer that is the right size.
Yes, he goes to Oak's computer store. Now, how do you get there?
Let's see. he should go down Linden Road. After 3 blocks, he should turn right on Burke Street. Oaks will be on the left.
Wow, you must have gone there before because you know how to get there. Well, everyone is playing catch 500.
Yes, but why is everyone playing this game? Really? Peter, I am asking you this question. Why?
That's an easy question, Marie. First of all, it's very fun, and you can catch monsters. That's exciting. You can be outside and exercise. You might find them in the park. You can even ride a bike while you're catching them. Just make sure you're paying attention.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Taylor likes to play Catch 500 because she can stay active. Also, she can bond with her nephew.
Well, bond, that's a good thing. When you want a closer friendship with someone, you do something to bond.
That's right. Here's another question. How do you catch a monster?
Oh, well, that's easy. First, you go to a colorful square. When you find a monster, you draw a circle around the monster on your phone.
Yeah, very interesting. What a good game, I guess. All right, friends, well, right now it's time for us to take a break. Don't go away.
Welcome back to the show, friends. This is our review show. And well, friends, you did the right thing by joining us today to review.
You know, I can't believe it, Peter. The guys in the office were talking about catching one of the monsters. They said it was pretty rare.
Oh, really? Where did they catch it?
They said they caught it in the park by the... Hey, Peter! You're not allowed to go to the park and catch a monster. You should be here with me. We need to teach.
Okay, fine. Let's watch those features. That'll be fun, actually. Friends, let's look at those features together.
Where are they?
Huh.
I just saw them. Oh, hello, everyone. I'm Jack, and this is Jack's File. Right now, I'm trying to find my sunglasses. I just saw them, but now I can't remember where I put them. What? You see my sunglasses? Where? On my head? Oh, there they are. Thank you. Do you ever lose things? Well, I do. I wonder if there's a way to help me lose things less often. I know. I'll go online and look for some tips.
Everyone loses things from time to time. We forget where we put our keys. We can't remember where our wallets are. We can't find our smartphones. What can we do? Are there ways to help us stop losing things? Yes, there are. First, have a set place where you put things. For example, keep a small tray or bowl by your front door. When you come home, always put your keys in it. Then you will always know where your keys are. Second, take a picture. Sometimes people can forget where they parked their cars. Before you leave the parking lot, take a picture. This can help you remember where your car is. You can also take a mental picture. For example, when you put your wallet down, look at it for a few seconds and take a picture of it with your mind. This will help you remember where it is. Lastly, stay organized. There is an English saying, "A place for everything and everything in its place." When you have places where things belong, and you always put them in those places, then they will be easy to find. Try these tips and you will spend less time looking for things and more time doing other fun things you enjoy.
I found some really great tips to keep me from losing things, and I'm definitely going to try to do these things more. Alright friends, I hope you enjoyed today's Jack's File. I'll see you next time.
Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today we're talking about phones, and here to answer our question is my special guest, Ms. Dahlia Phone.
Thanks for having me today, Rob.
Welcome, Dahlia. Now, Dahlia, we have a question today from Ingrid Su of Pingdong, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure, I would love to.
Wonderful. Ingrid writes, many people use smartphones, but why are they called smartphones? Are they really smart?
Great question, Ingrid. You're right. Many people use smartphones these days.
But why are they called smartphones?
Well, smartphones are phones that have small computers inside them. Smartphones allow users to do a lot more than make phone calls.
That's true. With smartphones, people can play games, go on the internet, watch videos, listen to music, and much more.
Yeah, and because of the computer inside these phones, they are a lot smarter than phones without computers.
So that's why they're called smartphones?
That's right. Phones aren't the only things that are smart now. Companies have added computers to a lot of things. But computers allow these things to do a lot more than they did in the past.
What other smart things are there?
Well, there are smart refrigerators, smart TVs, smart watches, smart cameras, and much more.
All these things have computers in them to make them easier and better to use?
That's right.
Wow, technology is amazing. Thanks for your help, Dahlia. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, Fred.
Hey. Oh, Angela. Are we still going on the hike tomorrow?
Of course. Why?
Well, I looked online to check tomorrow's weather. It's just, it isn't, it's not going to,
Fred, Do you need a super sentence?
Did someone say super sentence?
Who said that?
I said that! I am Super Sentence Man! And I heard someone say, need a super sentence. Was that you?
Yes! Fred needs a super sentence.
Well, Fred, you're in luck. I know just the sentence for you. You are looking for this kind of sentence. Something to, adjective, to do something like this. It will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Ah, yes. It will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Great, great. Do you have another one?
Yes. 5 a.m. is too early to wake up.
5 a.m. is too early to wake up. Excellent. Do you have a super sentence?
Yes. The food is too hot to eat right now.
The food is too hot to eat right now. Super! Now it is your turn. Think of your own way to use this super sentence. Fred, what super sentence do you need to use with Angela?
Angela, it will be too rainy to go on a hike.
Aww.
And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, friends, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Fred, I just looked at the weather forecast. It will be sunny tomorrow. You just don't want to get up at 5 a.m. for a hike.
I will be too tired to get up that early.
Or too lazy.
Friends, isn't it helpful to watch those conversations and features one more time? We know that listening to them and seeing them again is very important.
Yes, it is. And you can come back every Saturday to review with us. It's a lot of fun.
So, Marie.
Mm-hmm, yes?
Now that we have seen the conversations.
Yes.
And the features.
Yes, we did.
May I please be excused so I can go to the park and catch that rare monster everyone saw there?
Okay, fine. But you still have to do one more thing.
Okay, what is it?
You have to say goodbye to all our friends.
Okay, friends, we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.